Hi guys, welcome to my podcast, Growing with Praises. I know it's been a while. I've missed you too. So I promised to do a podcast for the story I wrote titled Asake. I hope you enjoy it. The name Asake is of African Yoruba origin, which means a child specially chosen to be cared for and cherished. Now, does this have anything to do with my story? Let's find out. Asake had four daughters, a widow who had lost her husband after the birth of her last child, Kikioluwa. Most people thought her husband was living in the United States because her children always traveled there for holidays. Unknowingly to them, her children spent most of the holidays with their late father's brother, Uncle B, who took care of their education and welfare. Asake and her children were envied in the neighborhood, and one day, calamity struck. Few years ago, Asake was driving around town alongside her four daughters. Suddenly, a car from nowhere rammed into hers, causing an accident that partially damaged one of her daughters' left leg. The sad part of it all was that the woman in question never saw the need to apologize. She kept on blaming Asake for not slowing down when she saw that her car skidded off her lane. Asake was so hurt and furious. She took note of the woman's face and went away to the hospital to treat her daughter's leg, whose till date is still affected and has resulted to her limping. Asake's daughters are now grown and are in the university. They've made new friends and everyone is living the best of their lives. This fateful day, Asake went to the mall to shop for the weekend. And guess who drove in? The same woman who caused the accident that affected Asake's daughter's legs. This was 10 years down the line. And Asake could still remember vividly how everything played out that evening. She quickly walked out of the mall, took note of the woman's plate number, and drove off angrily and bitter. Asake's first daughter was about graduating from the university and had asked her mom to permit her and her three sisters to come for the graduation party, which she promised that they would return home before dawn. Asake granted her wish. The day came and they were all beautifully dressed for the party. Being an overprotective mother, Asake asked to drop them off at the party, but her first daughter insisted that Pamela, a friend who stayed in their neighborhood and was also attending the party, would come pick them up. Surprisingly, she let them have their way. She prepared some fruit salad for herself and went upstairs, leaving the girls to get dressed. Pamela arrived at their house in no distant time, and off they went to the party. Unfortunately, as they were driving out, Pamela's car developed a problem, so she stopped by her house, which was just some meters away, picked her mom's car and called the mechanic to work on hers. While in her room upstairs, Asake remembered that she needed to buy some fuel in her car since the next day was Sunday. She wouldn't want to be stranded, thereby go late to church. So she picked up her car keys and headed out to the gas bar. On her way there, a car roughly overtook her. After a while, the car slowed down as she tried to wonder what kind of driving skills this person just displayed. She noticed that the car had same plate number as that of the woman she met at the mall, the same one that rammed into her car 10 years ago, damaging her daughter's leg and never even feeling sorry for it. Oh well, she thought to herself. It is definitely the right time to pay back the evil this woman did to me. So Asake fastened her seatbelt and angrily drove towards the woman's car. And boom, she crashed into it. Unknowingly to her, there was a gas cylinder that was filled in the boot of the woman's car. And in split seconds, the car burst into flames. Guess what? It wasn't the woman who was driving the car. It was Pamela. Pamela is the woman's only child, and she is the friend to Asake's daughter. She is the friend Asake's daughter said would take her and her three sisters to the party. Oh yes, your guess is as good as mine. Three of Asake's daughters sitting behind burned to ashes. Her first daughter sitting in front and Pamela, who was driving, were partially burnt and rushed to the hospital. Asake was also rushed to the same hospital because she hit her head on the steering, which made her unconscious. In less than an hour, Pamela's mother was alerted that her daughter had been involved in an accident. She rushed to the hospital, and on arrival, an eyewitness narrated the story to her. She asked to see the woman who hit her daughter's car. Lo and behold, it was Asake. The same woman she offended and didn't apologize to 10 years ago, or so we thought. She felt so sorry for her actions and went to the next ward to see her daughter Pamela and her friend who were now conscious. She narrated the story of what happened 10 years ago to her daughter Pamela, and Asake's daughter responded saying, "The woman in question is my mother, and I am the young girl whose leg you damaged." Pamela's mother broke down in tears and told Asake's daughter that many years ago, she had dropped an apology letter at Asake's office with the security, but it's obvious that the security man never delivered it to her. When Asake regained consciousness, she was surrounded by Uncle B, her only late husband's brother, her daughter, Pamela, and Pamela's mother. She was shocked to see Pamela's mother standing on her 2 feet. And she said to her, "I thought you burned to ashes." And Asake's daughter answered, "No, Mom, your three daughters did. Pamela was the friend I told you would take us to the party. And the car you hit from behind was her mom's car. You killed your daughter's mom because of unforgiveness, anger, and bitterness." While in tears, Uncle B, her late husband's only brother, turned to her and said, "Asake, but we forgave you. We forgave you when my only brother, your husband, died of heart attack because he caught you cheating on him. We forgive you, Asake. Why couldn't you forgive a woman after 10 years who didn't even do half of what you did to me and my family? Now your unforgiving spirit has cost you the life of your three daughters. How sad." The Bible in Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 shows us that there is a wardrobe God picked out for us, his children. And these clothes comprise of compassion, kindness, humility, discipline, forgiveness. In fact, it says quick to forgive. You see, to forgive is not a piece of advice. It is imperative. It doesn't matter what anyone has done to you. Let the nature and character of Christ find abundant lodging in you. I've been faced with a situation where I had to forgive someone who wasn't sorry. Until date, I would say that was the best decision I ever made. The joy and peace I now feel and have has made me realize that I wasted so much energy on pain, anger, hate, and bitterness. I felt the bitterness I felt when I wasn't willing to let go and forgive. I wish I never held on to that. These negative vices will do nothing but drain you and give the devil access to your life. It's part of his strategy, forgetting that you yourself never had the opportunity to apologize to Jesus before he went to the cross to die for you. It was pure love. Listen, we do not forgive because it is easy. We forgive because it is right. If you forget how good God has been to you, you may find it difficult to forgive others when wronged. But when you appreciate the mercy you have received from the Lord, you will find it easier to have mercy and forgive others when they've wronged you. Now, before I drop my pen in the basket of love, let me just drop a few nuggets for you. One, wear love. It is the robe of maturity. Two, you cannot hate who you pray for. Three, as a child of God, it is safer to be hated than to be the hater. Four, practice forgiveness. Five, offense is not given, offense is taken. Six, the true test of forgiveness is sin when the offender does not apologize for his or her wrong. I'll end with this scripture, Matthew 18:22. It says, then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how many times must I forgive my brother who offends me? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, I tell you, but 70 times seven times. The number 70 times seven signifies boundlessness. So Jesus is saying, no matter how many times someone offends you, doesn't matter the depth of it, forgive, because in you lies the capacity to forgive, especially because you were born again. So pick up that phone, make that call, or send that text to that individual who has hurt you and tell them you forgive them. Because in the end, love will always win. Oh, I guess the meaning of asake had nothing to do with my story after all. But just to make sure her end doesn't become your reality. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Kindly let me know your thoughts on this. God bless you. And oh, before I forget, the story was written and compiled by my humble self. Thank you.